Lesson 6. Rhythm Durations and Meter. Basic Rhythm Durations in Simple and Compound Meters. A basic definition of music is that it is a combination of sound and silence. The following is a description of some common note values, sound, and their corresponding rests, silence. Notes and rests measure duration, though their values are absolute in the context of time signatures. They can be lengthened in two ways. Firstly, through the use of ties, a curved line joining two or more notes of the same pitch. Secondly, through the use of augmentation dots. A tie requires the sounding of the first note and for this note to be held for the duration of both or all notes combined. Ties are most frequently placed over bar lines. Here are some examples. An augmentation dot is the other device used to lengthen a note. The effect of the dot is that it adds half the value of the note preceding it, as seen in the following examples. This practice also applies to rests. Just as the use of tonal solfege, i.e. pitch syllables, helps us understand pitch and pitch relationships, refer to lessons 2 and 3, the use of rhythm solfege, also known as time names, assists our understanding of rhythm and rhythm relationships. There are several systems of rhythm solfège that have been developed since the Galland-Pattis-Chevet French time names. These were proposed as a concept by French musician Chevet in the 19th century. In addition to the modern versions of Kodály syllables, originally developed in Hungary during the mid-1930s, there has more recently been the addition of the American Takadimi time names that were developed by Hoffman, Peltor, and White during the 1990s. The following table shows the most common note values and rests used in simple meters, i.e. undotted beats, and compound meters, i.e. dotted beats, together with their standard modern rhythm time names. Simple time, 2-4, 3-4, 4-4, or common. Semi-breve, whole note, ta-a-a-a. Semi-breve rest, whole rest, za. Dotted minim, dotted half note, ta a. Dotted minim rest, dotted half note rest, za. Minim, half note, ta a. Minim rest, half rest, za. Crotchet, quarter note, ta. Crotchet rest, quarter rest, za. Quaver, eighth note, t. Quaver rest, eighth rest, c. Semi-quaver, 16th note, tick. Semi-quaver rest, 16th rest, Z. T, T. Ta, D. Ticka, ticka. Taka, D, me. Compound time, 6-8. Dotted minim, dotted half note, ta. Whole bar rest, whole rest, za. Dotted crotchet, dotted quarter note, tum. Dotted crotchet rest. Dotted quarter rest. Zum. Crotchet. Quarter note. Ta. Crotchet rest. Quarter rest. Za. Quaver. Eighth note. T. Quaver rest. Eighth rest. C. T, T, T. Ta, ki, da. Here are two rhythms with the corresponding syllables, modern and takadimi. See if you can say them while conducting. Ta, ta, ti, ti, ta. Tika, tika, ta, ti, ti, ta. Ta, za, ta, za, ta. Ta, 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 di, ta. Takadimi, ta, ta, di, ta. Ta, 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 ta. Ta, ti, ti, ta, tum. Ta, ti, za, ti, tum, zum. Ti, ki, ta, ta, ti, ta, ki, ta. Ta, da, ta, da, ta, ta. Meter and music. Meter is something that helps us feel and understand the patterns of rhythm. Metrical patterns exist not only in music, but also in language, poetry, speech, and dance. Meter in music is shown by a time signature, i.e., two numerals that are placed at the beginning of a piece of music. There are many different time signatures. Some are regular, and some are irregular. We will be learning about the following four regular time signatures that are most frequently used in music. 2-4, 3-4, 4-4, and 6-8. The top number of a time signature is called the numerator. The bottom number is called the denominator. 2-4, 3-4, and 4-4 are simple time signatures, with their numerators 2, 3, and 4 showing the number of beats in a bar, and their denominators 4 showing that the value of a beat is a crotchet. By contrast, 6-8 is a compound time signature. Therefore, its numerator 6 shows the number of pulses in a bar, and its denominator, 8, shows that the value of a pulse is a quaver. It is important to know the difference between a beat and pulse. A beat is the basic unit of time. It is strong. A pulse, or subbeat, is the subdivision of the beat. It is short and light, meaning it is quicker than the beat. In simple time, where beats are undotted notes and are split into two pulses, the beat can look like this. In compound time, where beats are dotted notes and are split into three pulses, the beat can look like this. Here is the basic beat and its two pulses in simple time, and the basic beat and its three pulses in compound time. When describing the number of beats in a bar, we use the words duple, triple, and quadruple. Simple duple means two undotted beats per bar. Simple triple means three undotted beats per bar. Simple quadruple means four undotted beats per bar. 4-4 is also known as common time. Compound duple means two dotted beats per bar. The following table shows the beats and pulses for each of these time signatures. Simple duple. 1, 2. 1 and 2 and. Simple triple. 1, 2, 3. 1 and 2 and 3 and. Simple quadruple. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Compound duple. 1, 2. 1 and a 2 and a. The maintenance of a steady beat is paramount when learning and performing music. In 1815, Johann Mälzel patented the metronome, a mechanical wind-up device. Routinely used by musicians even today, the metronome is a practice tool that creates an audible click or other sound. It produces a steady beat or pulse that assists playing in time and determining tempo. Metronome marks commonly appear on music scores and use the abbreviation MM. Or MM, which stands for Mälzel's metronome. A metronome marking of 60 beats per minute, BPM, in 2-4, 3-4, or 4-4 would be MM, crotchet equals 60. Or for 6-8, it would be MM, dotted crotchet equals 60. In addition to using a metronome, learning some basic conducting patterns can help us understand and feel the number of beats in a bar and where these beats are placed. Here are basic conducting patterns for each of these time signatures. Practice conducting these patterns with the melodies from Lesson 4, page 42, and then work your way through the rhythm passages on the subsequent pages of this lesson to gain practice using all of these patterns. As mentioned, meter and words. As mentioned, rhythm patterns are found in language. Rhyming poetry, in particular, can help us to understand the relationship between meter and rhythm. The process for determining the metrical pattern of lines of verse is called scansion, and this involves analyzing and marking the levels of stress placed on each syllable. Look at the following two rhyming couplets. The first one has a marching feel, 2-4 or 4-4, while the second one suggests a waltzing dance feel, 3-4 or 6-8. The lines of verse for both couplets are balanced, meaning that they produce the same number of stresses, also known as downbeats. Most balanced couplets produce either 2 or 4 stresses per line of verse. Reading these lines aloud, emphasizing the stresses which are marked by vertical lines and dashes. Basic rhythms have been created for both couplets and the words have been placed under their respective note values. Marching to the beat of the drum. Hear the band, as now they come. Marching to the beat of the drum. Hear the band as now they come. Marching to the beat of the drum. Hear the band as now they come. Marching to the beat of the drum. Hear the band as now they come. Marching to the beat of the drum. Hear the band as now they come. Dancing in circles and dancing around. Hear the music. Enjoy the sound. Dancing in circles and dancing around. Hear the music, enjoy the sound. Dancing in circles and dancing around. Hear the music, enjoy the sound. Dancing in circles and dancing around. Hear the music, enjoy the sound. Dancing in circles and dancing around. Hear the music, enjoy the sound. Notice in both couplets that words with more than one syllable have been hyphenated. The separation of words into syllables is known as syllabification or syllabication, and it is important to follow standard guidelines for dividing words into syllables. Here are some suggestions that will help you as you consider the best way to divide multisyllabic words. Parts of words. Words that comprise two distinct words, known as compound words, naturally fall separately into their discrete words. For example, rainbow, sunrise, moonlight, highway. Words that have a hidden word in them also fall separately, so that the real word remains separate from the other part of the word. For example, rocket, acorn, mountain, messy. Words that have prefixes or suffixes need to be divided so that this part is separated from the rest of the word. Here are two tables that contain common prefixes and suffixes. Consonants and vowels. Consonants and vowels and combination of these also determine divisioning. Words that have a short vowel have closed syllables, meaning that they usually have a consonant that follows the vowel. For example, custard, shadow, problem, river. Words that have a long vowel have open syllables, meaning that they are usually divided after the vowel. For example, tiger, item, nature, secret. Words that have consecutive consonants are normally divided between the consonants. For example, common, distinct, number, swallow. For words with differing consecutive vowels, i.e. diphthongs, the division is normally between the two vowels. For example, quiet, lion. Contractions of words. Some two-syllable words may in fact sound better if treated as a single syllable, for reasons relating to musical flow. For such contractions, an apostrophe replaces the missing letter. This could be the omission of a consonant. For example, shower as shower, flower as flower, or a vowel, for example, over as o'er, ever as air, never as ne'er. Extension of syllables. Another way to achieve musical flow and to create variety from what would be otherwise be a syllabic one note per syllable setting is to spread a single syllable over multiple notes and to use a slur to show this. To demonstrate, here are both of the couplets, this time with slurs added for effect. Some further variety of note values and inclusion of rests enhances the musical interest. Marching to the beat of the drum, hear the band as now they come. Marching to the beat of the drum, hear the band as now they come. Dancing in circles and dancing around, hear the music, enjoy the sound. Dancing in circles and dancing around, hear the music, enjoy the sound. The following worksheet will allow you to apply your understanding of these basic concepts of rhythm and meter.